Following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our message on delighting in the Lord from Psalm 37:4, that said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Well, how do we do that? How do we find delight in the Lord? What is our resource? Where do we find that? We find it in Job 22, and that's where we're going to be spending most of our time today. So if you have a Bible, I encourage you to grab it, join us as we consider his word today. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are a number of resources you'll find there, a little bit more about our ministry, about a book that I wrote that is posted there, a number of other things. In fact, you can hear all of the messages in this series when you click on the link that says Radio Programs. You can go back and hear the first part of this message. But also there is a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. And if you'll write to us, send us a note and where you're hearing the broadcast today, and perhaps a little bit of your testimony, a prayer request if you desire. We'll certainly pray for you. But give us an address and we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, these little prayer journals are just simply a small notebook that'll fit into your shirt pocket, fit into a purse or to a Bible case, easy to carry around. When someone says, pray for me, you can just write it down at that moment and then be able to go back and see where God has answered prayer. God does answer prayer. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know of. Jeremiah 33:3. So write to us, give us an address, tell us where you're hearing the program, and we'd love to send you one of these prayer journals. Now, you can do it through the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. We're getting more and more requests through the email, and that's fine. Many simply write to us. And so let me give you our address. It is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, we began this series in Psalm 37:4, that says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. But it's over in Job chapter 22 where we find instructions on how we can delight in the Lord. I want to read the whole passage again and kind of pick up where we left off from last week. And again, if you'd like to hear the beginning of this message, you can go back and hear that at the website. So from Job 22, verse 11, he said, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. So last week we looked at the first step in finding delight in the Lord, and that is to get acquainted with the Lord. Do you know him? Do you know him like you might know a friend or like you might know your wife? Now, I know you have acquaintances, people that you know that you might wave at or when you see them say, how are you? But do you know them? And we ought to know the Lord more than just an acquaintance. Here where it talks about acquaint thyself means to getting to know him, to know what he's like. He already knows what you're like. He made you like you are, and he was pleased to make you like you are. But do you know him? Do you know what he's like? You know, it takes a lifetime of studying the life of Christ and studying the attributes and characteristics of God, and it takes time. But get acquainted with God. And he said, when you do, be at peace. And he said, and good will come to you. Now, I want to move on to the second thing today. And that's in verse 22, where he said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. Not only do you need to get to know the Lord, but you need to get to know his word. It's like 1 Peter said in 1 Peter 2:22. He says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. So get to know the Word of God. You know, I always find it interesting how people who have been saved, or at least they claim to have been saved for years, have such difficulty finding books of the Bible. That's one of the first things you ought to learn is the books of the Bible and how to get around in the Bible. And I know, you know, many years ago, I worked in a bookstore, and I worked initially with this great Christian lady. And this was one of her pet peeves, that people who wanted to read the Bible and know the Bible would have such a hard time. And we sold these Bible tabs in the store, you know, where you could tape them into your Bible to help you find the books of the Bible. And if you need to do that, that's fine. But you ought to be working at learning them. And when they would come into the store, people would come into the store and say, do you have any of those little Bible tabs where I can find books of the Bible? And she would look at them and say, just learn them. Just learn them. And you ought to learn what they are. Get to know the Word of God. Learn to get around in the Word of God. How do you find Jeremiah? How do you find Job, where we're at today? How do you find 1 Peter? You ought to begin to know the Word of God, and to know it well, to know the New Testament from the Old Testament. I had somebody ask me recently, what's the difference? Why are there two Testaments? What's the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament? Do you know? You ought to know, and you ought to be in the Word of God and studying the Word of God. Now, listen, I know it's one thing to go to Sunday school, and I hope you do. And I hope you go to your church and hear the messages of the Word of God. But you ought to have a Bible study of your own. Oh, there are so many helps out there. Just make sure you have a reliable one that would help you study the Word of God. Get a concordance and look up words and begin to develop a Bible study of your own. Word studies, history studies, book studies, whatever it is, get to know the Word of God. He said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. Study the Bible. Study the Word of God. 1 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 1 Timothy 4:13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Remember what James said, that we are to receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. So get into the Word of God. Learn it. Become a student of the Word of God. You know, this is what it means to be a disciple, is to learn about Jesus, to learn to be like him, to learn about him. And you can't do that without getting into the Scripture yourself, getting into the Bible and studying those verses of Scripture. Read the Gospels. Do you know where to find things in the Bible? Where do you find about the church? Where do you find about Jesus? Where do you find about the end times? That one should be an easy one. But you know, you ought to study the Word of God at church, yes. And I'll tell you what, when you go to your church, your local assembly, one of the first things you should hear is open your Bibles to, and wherever they're studying the Word of God that day. But also have your own place of study and your own Bible study, more than just reading a devotional. Now, those are important, and I'm not downplaying that. Those devotional books, in fact, I wrote a devotional book. But you ought to be going beyond that and becoming a serious student of the Word of God. Now, he said also to not only receive, he said, the law from his mouth, but to lay up his words in thine heart. Does this language sound familiar? It's much like Psalm 119:11 that says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Thy word have I hid in my heart. You know, I guess for as long as I could remember, I always heard that verse and people telling me that I ought to memorize the Word of God. And we ought to memorize the Word of God. I think that's important. But hiding his word in our heart is also taking the Word of God and making it part of us, where it's deep within us, where our thoughts are of him and of his word. We ought to begin to develop a Bible mindset that we think scripturally and think godly and take his word. Proverbs 2:1 says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments within thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Are you studying the Word of God? Are you hiding it in your heart? Now, I think it's important to memorize Scripture, and I would encourage you to do that. But it's more than just memorizing. It's learning the Word of God. What does God say about different issues? What does God say about your salvation? What does God say about heaven and about hell? What does God say about how you should live for Him? The only way you're going to find those things out is to be able to get into the Word of God and study the Word of God, get to know His Word, get to know what He says, and making it a part of your everyday life. You ought to have a time. Now, many of you have heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it again just to remind you. But I believe when it comes to every day, we ought to be in the Word of God, that you ought to have a place where you study. Maybe it's a favorite chair. Maybe it's at a desk. I've been hearing recently that many go to a coffee shop, and I think that's great. Wish we had one around here. Go find you a place and have all of your materials in that place. Secondly, you ought to have a plan. Don't just randomly open the Bible and hope that you read something that helps you. You may find something, but get a plan. There are so many of them out there, and so many websites and so many places where you can find that plan, but get a plan and follow it. And thirdly, have a purpose. Why are you reading the Word of God? I read the Word of God because I want to grow in the Lord. I want to read the Word of God because it kind of takes us back to verse 21 where he said, acquaint thyself with him. I want to know God. I'm afraid our time is up for the day, but I hope you'll join us next week as we continue this study. God bless you.
Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Hey, everybody. This is Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger, The Return of the Gods, and now The Dragon's Prophecy. Join me with my dear friend, Paul Wilbur, who's going to be doing worship, an evening of praise and inspiration, and I'm going to be giving a prophetic word, and it's going to be at the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance.